At Byline Bank, they take pride in providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. Paul Scharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talks about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. The Byline Small Business Capital Team helped Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the Small Business Capital Team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. They make it personal and listen to what matters to you. Online at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Why?
Hey, it's David Haw, and I like using Uber for rides around town, and I had a driver recently tell me he loves driving with Uber. Now, if you start driving with Uber, I bet you'll love it too. One reason: Uber guarantees earnings offers for new driver partners, so you'll know how much you'll earn. When you drive with Uber, you'll have phone support 24/7 to get the help you need when you need it. Uber also maintains auto liability insurance on behalf of drivers in case of a covered accident. And in addition to being your own boss, working on your own schedule, when you drive with Uber and sign up for instant pay, every day can be payday. You can cash out up to 5 times a day. And here's the kicker. Uber is providing a limited time earnings guarantee offer, so you know in advance what you'll earn. So right now, all new Uber driver partners can earn at least $2,500 in Chicago for their first 400 trips completed within 90 days of sign up. Limited time offer, terms apply. If you don't make the guaranteed amount of $2,500 in fares for your first 400 trips, Uber will pay the difference. Sign up today at uber.com/drive. That's uber.com/drive. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've been taking care of everybody else, your family, friends, the dog. Why not get paid for all that TLC? Train to become a medical assistant at Lincoln Tech's Melrose Park campus. Lincoln Tech's hands-on training program will prepare you to play a critical role on a healthcare team. Put your potential to work at Lincoln Tech. There's still time to enroll for August day and evening classes. Visit lincolntech.edu for details and to schedule a campus tour. That's lincolntech.edu.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vein Clinics of America wants to know, when's the last time you felt comfortable in your own skin?
Are you kidding me? I haven't worn shorts in years.
Every summer, I'm the only guy on the beach wearing long pants.
Wearing slacks to hide my compression hose sure doesn't make me feel any younger.
Listen, you're not alone. Many men and women are embarrassed about their bulging varicose and spider veins, not to mention the pain and how uncomfortable they make you feel.
I would get home from work and my legs were swollen and throbbing.
Why deal with this any longer? Let Vein Clinics of America help you discover healthy, better-looking legs. For over 35 years, Vein Clinics of America has been the leading expert in the minimally invasive treatment of vein disease. Imagine wearing a swimsuit or shorts with confidence and getting back to normal activities. It's time to feel comfortable in your own skin again. VCA accepts most major insurance plans. Call now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-771-4300. 800-771-4300. That's 800-771-4300.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
A lot of it has to be trust. Most people want to go through just statistically based decisions. Okay, I'm not that guy. I trust myself and the things that I do, so I think there's a balance. I don't discount numbers. Never have, never will. But I'm a balanced guy. And so I'm not going to appeal to the sabermetrician on a daily basis. Never will, never want to. Not my intent. If they don't like it, I don't really give a I do things because I think it's the right thing for me to do. I know everybody has their opinion. Maybe it puts me in the outs. That's fine. But I'm going to do what I think I need to do with the guys that I have. I know my guys.
Molly and Haw.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Wow.
If they don't like it, I don't really give
it. I got to tell you, I don't think I've heard him like that before.
I don't think he's been like that this year. I think that you see the fire in him every now and then. It bubbles up. He gets ejected from a lot of games. You know it's within him, but you don't hear it as often when he's dealing with the media. And yesterday you heard it because the conversation, for context, was about his lineups. And I think the previous question had addressed just how he deals with lineups and how he talks to players and whether or not they know Tim Anderson's batting second or seventh, if Aloy is batting fourth or sixth or whatever.
If they don't like it, I don't really give a.
And then it veered into that direction after the follow-up question, and I think Ricky let people know exactly where he stood and where his tolerance level is. You know, on one hand, I respect him anyway. I think that he is a guy who is a baseball lifer. I know that his moves on a regular basis will confound Sox fans, and there's reason to pick and scrutinize and to criticize the things that he does with his lineup, in-game moves, all those things. But in terms of establishing a culture, the things that we also assign as part of a manager's duties, he's done a pretty good job, Mully. I think that clubhouse believes in him, and that part of the job is hard to pick at and to criticize. The other part of the job, okay, you know, there's an element where I understand a lot of what comes his way.
You know, it's frustrating because I think it's really difficult to look at that team and kind of figure out where they are or what's going to happen or how they're going to be able to overcome whatever it is they have to get through. You know, you look at, you know, we talked about the Cubs being ranked 12th in all of Major League Baseball. The White Sox on the same list are 22nd, right? So there are 30 teams in baseball, mm-hmm. and they are 22nd, which is a pretty big jump from where they were a year ago. They might have been, I don't know, 26th, 27th,
28th, okay, probably.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And they've improved, but are they really improving? And you look at the teams that are ahead of them, teams like the Yankees and the Astros and, you know, teams in their
own
division.
It's a long list.
Like the Twins and the Indians. It's not like, it's a long list. There's a lot of teams. The American League is going to be very difficult for them to move up in and compete in. And, you know, we sit here and talk about, are they a playoff team? Hey, you know, you have to win your division to be considered that. And you look at their division. Are they going to be competitive in their division next year? Next year. We don't know that. We don't know where they're at or what they're going to be able to
do. Well, to be the second wild card team, you got to play about 580 baseball.
Okay.
So you've got to get to the point where, you know, you start to you build off. You get to 500 and you build from there. Are they a team that can do that? Right now, currently constructed, no. When you hear that from Rick Renteria yesterday before the Twins game and you see the kind of identity that they're trying to establish, you do like it from one level because we're all sort of like competitors. And you like
sure.
the competitiveness that you think that engenders or creates. And that's not enough. I mean, nobody's sitting here and saying, okay, we love that rah-rah approach, and that's going to be enough to get the White Sox over the top. You need depth. You need talent. Then you need to be smart about the way you manage your baseball team. But at some level, to hear him finally kind of, you know, let loose, I think Kevin asked a good question. But is he being willfully ignorant? I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
that's
a
good question. David, you know, I like hearing Ricky's boys don't quit. I'd love to hear Ricky's boys don't bunt. That's just me. 312-644-6767. Let's get to George. He's in River Grove. Good morning, George.
Mully, how are you?
Good. How
morning,
are you, George?
I'm very disappointed in your humble opinion about Ricky Renteria.
Hmm.
He's middle of the road, mediocre, and barely competent is the nicest thing I can say about him. This guy is not instilling any focus, any discipline, any intensity. These guys are making the same stupid mistakes that they were making at the beginning of the year. There is no improvement. Nobody's improved. They're just good. They're having fun out there playing some baseball. They win once in a while. They do the same idiotic things. There's no intensity. There's no retribution when you make a stupid play. Go sit down. It's insanity. Ricky, after 4 years, Ricky Renteria will not be around at the end. When the Sox end up in the playoffs, there will be no Ricky Renteria. there will be no Todd Sutterson who says, oh, I never mess with a hitter's mechanics. You know, the laws of motion, the third law of motion says for every action, there's an equal but opposite reaction. Every action you have, once you step in the box, has a consequence. These guys are, this ship has no steering whatsoever.
Thanks, George.
You know, David.
I think Mankata's improved.
What about Aloy Jimenez? You talked about him as a potential MVP.
Aloy leads American League rookies in home runs.
Okay, he also has a negative war, if you care about that. And again, I know, like Ricky, you're not bowing to the sabermetrician. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, it's... I'm not arguing with him. Did I defend Ricky? Did I say in my humble opinion?
Well, you said you liked what you heard.
I like what I heard.
Yeah. Well, how can you like what you heard and then criticize?
I like him standing up to the criticism.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I like it that he's finally.
You like that he has a backbone.
Let me tell you something.
Did you doubt that? I didn't doubt that.
Well, you just said earlier in the program that that's the quote of the year from Ricky.
It is.
That, you know why? Because that's something different from Ricky. That's not. Ricky spends a lot of time positive and saying nice things. That's the first time that he's like had enough of everybody.
Well, here's the question. Here's the question I have for this conversation. He says he knows his guys. He's talking about his players. Does he know his bosses? Is he saying this because, you know, is this either he's saying it with knowing he's backed by his bosses, not unconditionally, but he has their, you know, unequivocal support? Or is he saying this because he's like, hey, if you guys are giving me pressure behind the scenes to be more responsive to all this information that you're giving me or whatever research or analytics, this is who I am. Deal with it, okay? I don't know which is which. My sense is that he knows his bosses well enough to know he can say this and be supported internally because they believe in him.
Well, I mean, who are his bosses? You don't think Kenny would say the same thing?
Kenny's,
you know,
standing up and applauding when he hears this on the radio.
Jerry would say the same thing?
Jerry will say whatever Kenny wants, you know, him to say or endorse.
Jerry really stepped up.
Probably is a lot more.
Well, that's why I wonder.
Different about it.
I wonder where Rick stands on all this stuff, and I wonder how much
he's too busy crying about what people say about him on Twitter.
Stop that, Kevin. You just hurt somebody's feelings over there.
Oh my God.
Tweet at him.
Yeah.
Don't tweet at him. But I wonder about Rick Hahn's feelings about this. I think he's been very supportive publicly of Rick Renteria. I do wonder on a daily basis, you know, when he's batting A.J. Reed fourth, when they're batting guys that they DFA days later in the cleanup spot, if they're getting a memo or if they're having communication with him, the front office with Rick Renteria. Hey, don't do that, Ricky. You might want to think twice about who you put in the cleanup spot next.
The question is, do we know enough about this team? Do we know enough about their talent level to really judge what Rick Renteria does or doesn't do? Do we know how he manages a team that is playoff caliber? Do we know if he's going to somehow impede that progress or push that progress? Which is it? I can't answer it. I think some of the stuff he's doing or has done has been designed to sort of coddle some of these young guys and make sure they're not the ones in the bad spot.
Perhaps. But I think when you look at the season,
when it comes to nut crunching time, where's Ricky? What is he?
When you take a step back at the end of the season and you look at it, I think you're going to see, if you were drawing a graph or a line, whatever, that you're going to see July was awful. July was really,
they
bottomed out and they fell apart. Why was that?
Came out of the break.
Well, why was that? I mean, in fairness, injuries, they had some really significant injuries. They played without Tim Anderson, who is arguably their most valuable player because of everything that he provides. And he's really taken a step forward this year at the plate. They were without Jimenez for a long stretch of time.
Oh, my God, David, they were running guys out there you never heard of.
I know. So, but before
Yeah, and Ricky was hitting them cleanup, too.
Well, that's what I'm asking, Kevin. Is he doing that to protect someone else from it?
You know, somebody needs to protect him and maybe fill the lineup card out because, yeah, what he said yesterday was different and maybe on some level, just because it was different, it's refreshing to hear because it's not the usual line. But just because it's different doesn't make it good. I mean, he sounds like he's from the 1940s here, like dismissing data and numbers when every team in Major League Baseball uses this to their advantage.
I thought he said he never dismissed the numbers. He'd always... He talked about balance.
Balance.
He didn't dismiss
it. He weighs
what
the numbers.
What balance does John Jay in the cleanup spot provide in a lineup?
I guess it keeps a young guy from having to do it, and I don't know.
But why don't you want your young players hitting at the top of the lineup? Why isn't Eloy hitting cleanup every day?
Why is Ivan Nova on the roster if you're not bringing him back next year? Why is Abreu on the roster
why
if he doesn't have a contract?
Tim Anderson never bat seventh?
Why is Colome on the roster if his numbers are going to slip?
Well,
I'm being honest.
But those are front office questions.
Okay, but we're talking about the flawed roster. They could have moved some people and done some things. And again, look at the Astros. How did they do it? A lot of these back row type of deals were very good for them because the big deals didn't. It's the other way around for the White Sox. They seem to have landed some players. We'll find out. But I'm getting tired of waiting. I'm getting tired of waiting.
You think the Sox are tired
of reminding myself to wait.
Do you think he comes back next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
But I mean, but Kevin said it earlier, right? Very rare that the same guys that got you in the situation get a chance to get you out of it. Isn't that what you said, Kevin? You said something about...
Right, when a team generally embarks on a rebuild, they will hire a new general manager to ready the ship and not the same guy that dug the hole in the first place.
Yeah, you know what team is 21 right ahead of the White Sox on that list?
Who's
again,
that?
It's not like this list means anything.
The CBS Sports
this
list?
This list is canon.
Ah.
It's the San Diego Padres, and they said that that Fernando Tatis Jr. is the gift that keeps on giving.
He is.
Okay, well, that's great.
Who gave him that gift?
Yeah.
That would be Ricky's boss.
He'd be hitting him ninth if he was on the team anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Let's make a joke about that, though.
Yeah, let's all have a laugh. All right, we're going to do a little transition next. We've got a very exciting time here. We've got the Bernstein and McKnight show that is going to be the first one on the station to transition into the new rebuilt
studios.
That's exciting
stuff.
It's
great,
very exciting
show.
I'm sure they're very pleased about it, and we'll talk to them next. They'll be with us here for an hour, and then they're moving down the hall and back into the studio, and with any luck, it'll work out perfectly, and we'll be there.
I guess. Okay.
Looking forward to it, and we'll talk to them next. Mullion Hall on the Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Our Bernstein is back. Transition with Mullion Hall comes up at 9. Dan has returned. Mike Florio's at 10. We'll check in what the Giants and Cubs did last night. It's all coming up on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
Nothing sounds better than summer. Except this kind of summer. Because that's the sound of a brand new Hyundai from the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance, where you'll find huge summer-only savings on every remaining 2019 Hyundai sedan and SUV.
Now, get 0% APR for 72 months on the Tucson and Santa Fe during the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends September 3rd. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
We're Bears fans at PNC, and you'll find us everywhere in Chicago. We're at the game, covered in orange and blue, cheering at the top of our lungs. We're at the tailgate, grilling brats in a winter storm. No matter where you find us, PNC will be cheering on the Bears with the rest of Chicago. We are PNC. We are Bears fans. PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears. Copyright 2018, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across!
It's on the board!
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
It's time to get in the game and start training for a career that can change your future at Lincoln Tech and Merrill's Park. Come to Lincoln's immediate acceptance days next Tuesday, August 20th or Wednesday, August 21st and get an admissions decision on the spot. Visit lincolntech.edu for complete details.
For the ride of a lifetime, Genesis of Elgin invites you to test drive Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the all-new 2019 Genesis G70 sports sedan. With a bold design that defines distinction, the G70 embraces luxury and safety while intelligently hugging the road. And you can lease a new Genesis G70 for just $429 a month for 36 months. Your ride begins at elgingenesis.com.
You're going to like buying a car this way.
Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. MSRP 38095. 10,000 miles per year.
Maybe you're not a morning person. Or maybe you are.
Hello, sunshine.
Either way, if you are a Northsider or a Southsider, Chicagoland loves waking up to breakfast at McDonald's.
Now get a $5 breakfast combo meal with choice of Egg McMuffin, Sausage McMuffin with egg, or Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. Sleepyhead? Or go-getter?
Embrace the day.
At McDonald's, together we breakfast. Your morning starts here, Chicagoland. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.